It's our turn to talk about Shavuot. This shiur, as all the shiur of Anyantiv, is dedicated in memory of Dr. Just one second. Sorry. This shiur is dedicated in memory of Dr. Feldman, as all the shiurim on the Chagim. And I've mentioned often the fact that he was a very exceptional person, very involved in the affairs of the Jewish community, beloved by all as a doctor, and having a wonderful family. So in his honor, we're going to talk about Shavuot. Let's start to grab onto something. So let's start from an unlikely place. Chapter 12 of the book of Shemot, the first mitzvah that the Jewish people as a people receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that mitzvah? What is that mitzvah, you remember? That mitzvah is Kiddush HaChodesh. We have to establish the new moon. You can't just let it happen. It doesn't just happen, but you have to have witnesses, come to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din has to speak its mind about the new moon. And when the Beit Din says the new moon has arrived, we start counting the days of the month until the next new moon. Now Rashi, the first Rashi in the Chumash says, well, why didn't the Torah start from there? After all, the Torah is about mitzvot, and the mitzvot are the obligation that Bnei Yisrael accepted for themselves. And so the Torah should have started from there. The Torah should have started from HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. That's Rashi. Rashi, of course, quotes earlier sources. I mean, whenever I say Rashi, I don't mean that Rashi invented it, but Rashi may have placed it in its particular place. So Rashi says the first mitzvah of the Torah is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. That's the first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael received after they left Mitzrayim. And that's the mitzvah that the Torah should have started from. And then Rashi answers that question somehow. I'm not so interested in the question, but I'm interested in a different question that Rashi could have asked, but didn't. They said, if in fact that's the first mitzvah in the Torah, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, that is to say, is the first mitzvah in the Torah, why is that the first mitzvah in the Torah? Now we know that the people knew of other mitzvot. The end of the parasha of B'Shalach, the pasuk sham, sam lo chok u'mishpat, v'sham nisau. And Rashi says, what's the chok and what's the mishpat that they learned? That is all before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah. So Rashi says, well, they learned about Shabbat. Maybe they learned about Parah Adumah. They learned a variety of mitzvot. So there was one mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them about in the context of the Torah itself. And there are other mitzvot which are alluded to in the Torah, even though they're not explicitly taught to Bnei Yisrael. So if you'd ask, why should the Torah teach us mitzvot before the Torah gives us the mitzvot on Har Sinai? So you have to say that, as the Maharal says often, and others, you have to say that receiving something demands preparation. You can't receive the Torah as sort of like standing on one foot. You can't receive the Torah without delving into what you're going to receive. Now, you may not get to everything in the Torah. You may not get to everything, but you'll get to a feeling for what it is that you're being required to do. So here, B'nai Yisrael were going to stand in Har Sinai, and they were going to get the Torah in one manner or the other. And so they needed to be prepared. Now, what preparation could they possibly have? Their preparation would be mitzvot. Would be mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them a little bit about Shabbat, a little about Paraduma, taught them a lot about HaKadosh Zelachem, right? And so, B'nai Yisrael were prepared. We're prepared in the Parashiyot of Bo and then the Parasha of B'Shalach, leading up to the Parasha of Yitro, which contains the Aseret that they brought themselves. So there's this idea that to receive the Torah, you have to have the Torah. You have to kind of deal with the Torah. You have to deal with it somehow. You can't just accept to get the Torah. So you have this idea. Now we can now ask a second question to Rashi's question. Rashi's question was, why start from Bereshit Bara Elokim? Let's start from HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. That's the first mitzvah given to B'nai Yisrael. But Rashi doesn't ask the question, why is HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem the mitzvah of starting the new moon? Why is that the first mitzvah? Okay, it's a mitzvah, but why is that the first mitzvah that B'nai Israel get as they leave Mitzrayim, as they leave Egypt? I mean, what's so important? What is so special? What is so unique? What is it that we get from that mitzvah that we wouldn't get from any other mitzvah? That question is not asked by Rashi. And that's the question that I think we should turn our attention to. Why was HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem the first mitzvah received by the Jewish people? And that first mitzvah received by the Jewish people is clearly stated in the Chumash. It's without a doubt. Okay, with Rashi, a little help from Rashi, but it's clearly stated in the Chumash, whereas the other mitzvot I referred to previously are not stated overtly in the Torah. It's Sham Sam Lo Chokum Shvav Sham Nisao. It's kind of a mystery. Okay, I know that the Torah Shmal Peh takes the mystery out of it, but still, there is a difference between HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, which is overtly stated in the Chumash, and the mitzvot of Shabbat and Parah Aduma, Kibud Vavayim, so we have to think to ourselves, what is so important about the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem that it preceded Matan Torah, and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to get into the mood? You want to be prepared? You want to be prepared for receiving the Torah? You want to be prepared for understanding something very special? Let's do Kiddush HaChodesh. Let's do Kiddush HaChodesh, and the Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu what the moon looks like in different stages, what the new moon looks like, what the old moon looks like, how to test the witnesses when they come. It was a project. It was a project to teach the people how to do Kiddush HaChodesh. Now this is really remarkable. Because you know that Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah that disappeared on its own. Just disappeared. You don't think, it wasn't necessarily true that the Greeks, and it was the Romans, took the Jews to task because they do something about the new moon. But it disappeared. It disappeared. There was no Beit Din, there were no judges, there were no witnesses, there was no... I mean, it was a mitzvah that, as important as it must have been, as important as it must have been when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim, it lost its sense of importance, of grandeur, of specialness. There you have it. Okay, that's the first thing in the that I have to say. The second thing I have to say is that the holiday of Shavuot is special because it doesn't really have a date. It doesn't really have a date. In the Torah, all the Moadim, all of the holidays, are connected to a date in the calendar. Connected to a date in the calendar. Pesach, the 15th of a month, and Sukkot, the 15th of a month, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippurim. We know the dates. We know the dates. But the date of Shavuot is not clearly stated in the Torah. But it is taught to us in a different way. It says you count the Mocharat HaShabbat, from the day after Shabbat of Pesach. You count the Mocharat HaShabbat 49 days, and the 50th day, that's Shavuot. 50th day is Shavuot. But it doesn't tell us in the Torah exactly what day it was. Now, we know that the Jews came to the desert in the facing her, the Mount of Sinai. They came to that desert. And it wasn't clear whether it was the 6th of the month or the 7th of the month. But the tradition has indicated to us that it was definitely the 6th of the month. But the 6th of the month of Sivan, if you count Nisan, Pesach, Mikvah Harat HaShabbat, 49 days is Iyar and Sivan, you get to the that in the month of Sivan, what day was it? What day was it that Matan Torah took place? So we all agree, based on the, even though it's a machloket in the Gemara, we all agree that it was the 6th day of Sivan. Okay, it's the 6th day of Sivan. But there's a contradiction between keeping the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and the 6th day of Sivan. In other words, Kiddush HaChodesh is based on the view of witnesses who came and told the Beit Din that they saw the new moon. But we all understand that since the month can be a day more or a day less according to the vision of the witnesses, it doesn't necessarily have to come out on the 6th day of Sivan. The holiday of Shavuot won't necessarily come out on the 6th day of Sivan. It might, but it might not. Now, what happened? What happened? How can we all say that it's the 6th day of Sivan and it comes out? It comes out on Shavuot. I mean, how do we say that? How do we say that? Well, the answer is, of course, that we make it happen. That's what we do. We make it happen. In other words, we jiggle around the calendar, the since there's no, we don't establish the new month by witnesses, there's no Beit Din, there's no way to organize that. So what we did was we made a calendar. The calendar that we made repeats itself every 19 years. And never, and in every calendar that we have, it always comes out, on the 8 comes out on Vav Sivan. Even though, as we said, the first mitzvah of the Torah was Chodesh Zelachem. The first mitzvah was keep Rosh Chodesh, know Rosh Chodesh, establish Rosh Chodesh, right? Isn't that what we said? That's what we said, I think. The first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael were asked to keep was counting the 49 days. I mean, one of the first mitzvot, counting the 49 days after Pesach in order to get to Shavuot. So we have a mitzvah on the one hand of Chodesh Zelachem, we have a mitzvah on the other hand of counting the 49 days to get to Shavuot. And we know that one of them will ensure that the other one of them will never come out on Vav Sivan. And if Matan Torah was on Vav Sivan, so you always have a situation, some years it might come out on Shavuot, might come on Vav Sivan, and other years, I mean, it might not come out on Vav Sivan. So the first mitzvah of the Torah given to Am Yisrael, which in a manner of speaking actually created Am Yisrael, because that's what Am Yisrael is, the people who are joined together by the common obligation to keep the mitzvot. It's not the only thing that joins us together, I didn't say that. But it certainly colors our position on. That's who we are. We're the people who take off on Shabbat, and we're the people who are joyous on holidays, holidays that are, the Torah commands us to be joyous about. So how is it, why do you think that the first mitzvah given to Am Yisrael, which created a nation of those who accept the Torah vision of things, and the mitzvah of Svirat HaOmer, which leads us to Yom Matan Torah, somehow contradict each other? In order for the holiday of Shavuot to fall every single year, on Vav Sivan, which is also Shavuot, we have to deny, usurp, overturn the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelachem. So in spite of the fact that HaChodesh HaZelachem is first, it was also first in being absolved. We rejected it. We don't do that mitzvah. We don't keep that mitzvah. So you know that in the Torah, in the Halakha, there is a notion called safek. Safek doesn't mean I don't know it. I mean, safek, the word safek, was means doubt. But it doesn't mean it's my doubt. It means that's the end of the line, doubt. It's the kind of doubt that you know has no resolution. So for example, if we know that there's something called Ben HaShemashot, twilight, and dawn. It's a time when I look outside and I say, gee, I don't know, are we still in daytime or we come to nighttime? Are we still at nighttime or we started daytime? And we know that there is no answer to that question. So we deal with that question, we deal with it as a safek. We deal with it as a safek. A safek means, well, you know, if it's a doraita matter, so we're machmir. If it's a drabonan maker matter, so we're maker. There are rules. There are rules of how to deal with a safek. But what is interesting about a safek to me, about a safek, is that the determination of the halacha, you know, what is it that we're going to do, that's left to us. We have to decide. It was built into the world that we see, the world that we receive, right? The world that we receive, built into that world that we receive, is a suffix. The suffix, maybe it's about daytime and nighttime, or there are other sveikot, certainly. But there's a suffix built into the created world. And that suffix has to be addressed by us. Because in every case, we have to live. We can't say we don't know. Can't say we don't know what to do. We have to say something. That's what the nature of a suffix is. So it would seem, that even though we don't know exactly when Matan Torah was, we're not certain about the history, about the date, and we admit that we're not certain. We're not certain about it. So that's what you could call that a safek. So we come and we say we want to determine that safek. We want to determine that safek. We want to be able to say something about it. We want to be able to say, because we want to celebrate Matan Torah. We want to celebrate the day that the Torah was given. But in order to celebrate that day, we have to wreak a little havoc with the realities that the Torah has given us. The Torah said, determine when the new moon starts. Here's how you do it. It's a little complicated. And it might not always work. And you might have to move the day accidentally. So you say no. You say, I don't want to do that. So the Torah says, look, here's the problem that you have. You have to make your Chag Matan Torah Teinu into a yontif. You have to make it into a holiday. How are you going to make it into a holiday? How are you going to make it into something that the Torah calls Mikra Kodesh, the sacred day? How are you going to do that? After all, the day of Kabbalat Torah is not a Mikra Kodesh day. It's not designated as such in the Torah. But the people who kind of felt the Torah more than anybody else, the people who accepted the obligation of a Chodesh Zelachem and also the obligation of counting the 49 days of Sfira, and who were insisting that they had to find a serious way to celebrate Matan Torah, Vav Sivan, they did this. They waited for an opportunity where there was a need for a calendar, and they made a calendar which would work its way out that the sixth day of Sivan would always come out at the 50th day of counting. 49 days, and then Vav Sivan. And then the holiday that's called Matan Torah Teinu, the holiday of giving the Torah, the holiday of giving the Torah, that holiday was kind of latched on to another holiday called Shavuot. And even though Shavuot for us had very little content, it nevertheless was Mikra Kodesh. It was a sacred day on which melacha, work, is limited. And because it's limited, we have a special attitude to that day. So we said that day has to be used as the day of Zman Matan Torateinu. And in order to do that, we had to wait till the first mitzvah of the Torah was usurped so that we could make way for the day of Vav Sivan to become part of the day of Zman Matan Torateinu, to become Mikra Kodesh, which is what we wanted. It's something we had to do on our own. We had to do that on our own. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't do that for us. Didn't do that for us. And so why is that? Why is it we had to make a holiday on our own? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu help us out and say, you know, someday, make a day, say, that's Zman Matan Torateinu. Zman Matan Torateinu. Because, you know, there are things that people give you that you want and you don't want. Not that important. You know those wedding presents that everybody gets that they're totally surprised? How could anybody give such a present? You know, today I think they don't give presents anymore. I really don't know. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and we said that we had to be prepared for receiving the Torah. But being prepared for the receiving of the Torah is important, surely. But more important than receiving the Torah is being, coming together with the Torah, being part of whatever the Torah wants us to be part of. So that's called learning. We call that learning. Learning doesn't mean preparing yourself for a profession as a rabbi or as a dayan. That's not what learning is. Learning is establishing the whereabouts of your soul. Where are you? And that takes a creative force. And you see it on Shavuot. Am Yisrael demanded that there should be such a holiday. Am Yisrael demanded that Vav Sivan should be Mikra Kodesh. Am Yisrael demanded that there should be Kriyat Torah, the reading of the Torah, in public. On that day, we will not only fulfill the obligation of Shavuot, but we fulfill the obligation which we have created of Zman Matan Torateinu. So we can answer Rashi's question that he didn't ask. Yes, it's true. It's true. That's Zman Matan Torateinu. It's true that Achodesh Hazeh Lachem is the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael had as a nation. But the importance of that mitzvah was that it enabled Am Yisrael to move in the direction of creating the holiday of Torah. The holiday of Torah could not be imposed upon Bnei Yisrael by heaven, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the holiday of Torah could only be imposed the holiday of Torah could only be imposed on Bnei Yisrael if they themselves demanded it, if they wanted it, if they understood it, then they were not simply the students of material, but they were trying to create Avas Hashem in the learning of the Torah. So there is this minhag. There is this minhag that you should learn Torah on the night of Shavuot. In other words, the Shavuot that I created, the Zman Matan Torateinu that I created, the holiday that I created, it has a mitzvah act. It's a Torah learning. I mean, I want it to be special. And that's the special nature of the day. Chag Sameach, all the best to you. Remember the obligation. You have to learn a little Torah on the night of Shavuot. All the best. Be well.